Now back to the beat.
720 WGN.
Very fitting, festive music bringing us back. Hour number four of the beat, 720 WGN. Sam Panayotovich, Harry Tynowitz with you until 7 o'clock. And we talked a lot about the Olympics HT throughout the show and all the happenings, the Lochtees and the Phelpses and the Bolts and the McDonald's and the guns and the Olympic sex marathons and all that. But we didn't really go to the scene yet. We haven't done that yet. Oh. I feel like that's the next move.
Oh, well, you got the right guy to go there. This guy paints a picture in the Tribune every day for you about what's going on in Rio. He's in the middle of those marathons and in the middle of that free McDonald's.
Teddy Greenstein joins us now from Rio. Have you been to the McDonald's? That's the most important question. Let's start there. Have you been to this cathedral McDonald's that has 35-minute waits, Teddy?
Oh, did you say sex marathon, by the way?
Yeah, that was...
I thought we were going to start there.
We can go there if you prefer to go with sex over burgers early.
I think that's where we left off.
Yeah. Just take it wherever you want, Teddy. Go ahead.
Well, I am curious to hear about the sex marathon. Unfortunately, I've definitely not been a part of that. And even worse, I've not had any McDonald's here. So for 40 years, they had McDonald's in the media village. And all right. And by the way, we're reacting to, what was that, Germany just went in the shootout? Or Brazil just went in the shootout? Anyway, very exciting times here. So there was always McDonald's, but this year, no McDonald's. And it's been painful for me because I actually love all that stuff. So I got to figure out where you're talking about with this 35-minute wait, because that's like the normal wait just for anything around here. So that's not even that long.
So the story that I was hinting at, there's a pair of Brazilian teammates that one of them was water. Actually, they might both be water polo players, both of them girls. Uh-huh. The one locked the other one out of the room for like 6 hours so they could have a, quote, sex marathon.
And wow.
The living arrangements have since been altered, as you can imagine, because being locked out of your dorm room in Rio is probably the most terrifying thing ever.
By the way, you've heard no cheering in the press box. Well, this is the sound of what happens when Brazil wins gold in the Olympics and just beats Germany. So the staff here are quite excited. Well, that sounds awesome. There have a lot of thrilling moments in the Olympics. This is my first one, and I've gotten to see Usain Bolt, and I got to see Phelps. I got to see a little Simone Biles. I've done a lot of the smaller stuff like table tennis and badminton. I was hoping to make it out to this football match tonight, but I was covering the dominance of women's hoops, so it's been awesome, and these people are really happy to see Brazil win.
T. Green, can you compare Michael Phelps to Usain Bolt?
I can, and I did. You know, Harry, to me, it's no contest. You know, I went to swimming and was underwhelmed, to be honest. To me, swimming is much better on TV. I like those underwater camera views. you know, I like to see that zip line camera that just goes along with them as they're racing.
Yeah, right.
See who's in the lead. I mean, where I was like, I just see like a bunch of heads bobbing and I don't even know who's who. And now when you go to Usain Bolt, you know where he is before the race, after the race, during the race. He puts on an amazing show. If he hadn't won, even if he'd lost to an American, I would have felt like I got ripped off. I need my money back. The sounds in the arena are incredible. The silence, you know, the moment the gun goes off. And then as soon as Bolt wins, you turn to the guy next to you and you just high five him because you're that happy to have seen the fastest man alive go do his thing.
Was it your tweet I saw? I think you were comparing one of the facilities or arenas to Wrigley because you had an obstructed view with like a post right in front of you or something like that.
You're very close on that, exactly. So the first day I went out to a beach volleyball at Copacabana, and that is, you know, the iconic sport. The two sports that Brazil cares about the most are soccer and volleyball, and beach volleyball, good Lord, it is as awesome as you can imagine to be around those talented women. that venue reminded me of Wrigley. Now, the obstructed views are in the swimming arena, where in the corners they put these ginormous barriers, so so there are entire sections that can't be used. So, yeah, kind of a combination there, those two.
You know, Teddy, I was very lucky. I got to go 20 years ago when it was in Atlanta, and I was so psyched I had tickets for the Dream Team. But I preferred I preferred boxing and diving and indoor volleyball because the basketball games were – there was, like, no doubt America was going to win. Is that the case for you? I know you wrote today in the Tribune about, you know, the USA you know, the way that they are heading towards this gold medal. Is that the case for you?
Harry, couldn't agree more. Honestly, the two least exhilarating days here have been the last two, have been the men's kind of strange, a little dull victory yesterday over Spain to get to the gold medal. And then, you know, the women's basketball team is just, it's just not fair. I mean, if you took half the players off their team, you know, that team would win the silver. I mean, they're just so dominant. So I cover, as you know, a lot of NBA, a lot of basketball in my regular life. So the joy for me coming here is the weird stuff. I mean, going to team handball and, you know, talking to the Dutch women who win in badminton. That's the fun stuff for me.
Teddy Greenstein with us live from Rio from the Chicago Tribune, the great sports writer on 720 WGN. A lot of people have lots of differing opinions about what the main storyline is from these Olympics. Usain Bolt, Simone Biles, Michael Phelps, the Ryan Lochte stuff off of the playing fields and off of the out of the pools. To you, when we look back at this Olympics, and this is your first one, when you look back four years from now, what will be 1A from the Rio Olympics?
Yeah, you know, I'm glad you asked. So, I mean, I just filed a column that's going to run tomorrow summarizing this whole thing. And honestly, the biggest takeaway for me is that these games were completely different than everyone predicted. I mean, you know, they say you're going to be kidnapped. I mean, they gave me a GPS sensor to wrap around my ankle in case I got taken somewhere and they didn't know where I was. You know, it's going to be the Zika virus. It was going to be, you know, poop-infested waters. I mean, they made it sound like we were coming to an absolute hellhole, and it's been delightful. It has not been without its problems. Traffic is a complete mess here. You know, the food is not exactly plentiful. You probably don't want to walk around a favela at night, you know, with your iPhone out. But the people here are sensational. So much of this has been, you know, an Olympics that was totally unlike what we all feared. And then in terms of the athlete performance, you know, Bolt, Phelps, Ledecky, the golf was amazing. Everybody thought the golf was going to be a dud, and it was great. And then, you know, I summarized my column by saying the good, the bad, and the Lochte, because that idiot, you know, choked up 4 or 5 days here when it should have been going to people who were accomplishing stuff.
You know, the golf, you know, Justin Rose was just fantastic. And, you know, to see all those great golfers out there was great. But there's so many golfers that didn't show up. They gave excuses that just seemed like excuses. Do you think that any of those golfers regret, now that they saw what it was, think there's any regrets from the golfers that did not make it to Rio?
Absolutely. I mean, especially Jordan Spieth. You know, by the time Jordan Spieth said no, most people realized that Zika was going to be worse in Florida than it was going to be in Rio. I mean, it's the winter here, and I literally have not seen a mosquito. So that was ridiculous. Now, I don't know if it was, you know, a scheduling issue or, you know, he was worried that something was going to happen in terms of a kidnapping. Whatever advice he got was dead freaking wrong. There's no question about it. So, you know, early on in the summer, I understand there were some Zika concerns. I don't know what goes on in Dustin Johnson's, you know, kind of feeble mind. Rory McIlroy and Adam Scott, I think, just don't really believe that golf should be in the Olympics because there's already a Ryder Cup and a President's Cup. But Spieth, I know, wants a mulligan on that decision.
What will you miss the most of these three? Traffic, delicacy, or Portuguese television?
I thought you were going to ask about the sex marathon again.
Well, you didn't know about it, so I can't go there. I was hoping to go there, but I can't imagine what it's like to try and turn on television, you know, late at night after a long day and you don't understand a single word.
Well, you know, what's funny about it is, I mean, if you turn on a sporting event that Brazil is involved in, you know, even though I don't understand a single word, I'm turning the volume up because when it's beach volleyball and or soccer and Brazil does something good, the guy goes mental. They have a lot of Hawk Harrelsons out here who are very, very fired up about their team. So I'll miss a lot of it. It'll be phenomenal to come home in a couple of days, but I love the variety of stuff I've covered. It's been a treat.
Have you, but whether it's a broadcaster from, you know, NBC or from some other media outlet or celebrity, have you bumped into anybody fun, Teddy, while you're down there?
Well, this is kind of funny. I mentioned this guy tomorrow. I have a shadow here. There's a writer from Denmark named Soren, and wherever I go, he's right next to me for some reason. So, like, at the track, he's there. We're just randomly sitting together, and he's going mental whenever a record is broken. And then I see him, you know, smoking last night. He was just completely, I think, nervous because Denmark was playing at a team handball game. Like, media in other countries are unlike American media, where, you know, especially the writers, we're just hoping to make deadline. We want a good story to tell, and we want to make deadline. For the folks from the other countries, they are part of the team. And when the team wins, they are thrilled.
What's your favorite moment that you've had that you weren't on the clock for? Anything like a good restaurant or a celebrity sighting? Anything that, when you weren't on the clock and typing or writing, what was your favorite part about Rio?
Yeah, you know, I went to a midnight beach volleyball match. I saw USA-Brazil. And the key is, if you go to beach volleyball, you're in Copacabana, and that's the place you want to be, because where we are right now is Baja, and it's kind of like sanitized and safe and convenient, but not fun. It's not very lively here. So you go to Copa, you get a great dinner, you have some beer, and then you are at this unbelievable venue. And the Brazilian fans they can be a little nasty while the Americans are serving. They're whistling and hissing. And I tweeted out a picture of this wacko behind me who's, you know, just going crazy at every point. But things like that are spectacular, just to be able to be a fan. And I'll be doing that tomorrow, going to the team handball final just for laughs.
Now, are you going to go into your editor's office when you get back and say, hey, I've got to be at the Winter Olympics in 2018?
South Korea, get ready.
I know, man. It's certainly crossed my mind. I mean, it's a long time to be away from my girls, who are now 8 and 4. But if asked, I will be happy to serve for the Tribune or Tronc or Gannett or whoever I might be working for then.
Well, you have your own company by then. Just have your own newspaper. I mean, it's no big deal. You can get the funding for that. I know a couple guys.
You guys, throw 10, 20 million and we'll make it happen.
Just make sure you don't go to North Korea.
I will not get lost, I promise.
Yeah, well, if Dennis Rodman will be there, he can show you around.
No doubt.
Teddy Greenstein, we appreciate your time. I know you're about to go get some dinner. Enjoy your last couple of days here. I'm sure it was a blast down in Rio, and we really appreciate your time here. Welcome back in a couple of days whenever we see you.
Enjoyed it a ton, guys. Talk to you soon. Take care.
Thanks, T. Green.
You got it, pal.